saw did you in fact sharpen knives?
On the grindstone.
On the grindstone?
Yeah. You had a grindstone on a rack with a handle. And up here with a little can of water, with a little hole in the bottom, you drip water on the grindstone. I've had to turn that grindstone a many a time. While my grandfather would sharpen holes, or scythe, or
axes,
anything was on the grindstone.
How about smaller things in the kitchen?
Well, I had a wet rock for that. Called it a wet rock. Rough on one side, smooth on the other, and you put oil on it and sharpen it on the wet rock. But all the big things were sharpened on the grindstone.
When you started to shave, would you describe that? Speaking of,
well, of course, all they ever heard of was a straight razor.
Sharpening that?
Had a different hone. That was a hone for the razor. It was much smoother than the regular whetstone. Very smooth on one side. And he had a strop. And a strop that you know. Sometimes your razor would turn, cut your strop half in two. But that's what they used. They'd hone it and then strop it and make it smoother.
I've heard that much was made of the mugs.
I'll show you my collection in a minute. Yeah, you see the old barber shops, I have one of the racks that hung up. Shaves were only 10 cents in those days. And so each customer had his own mug with his name on it. And they were all mounted beautifully. And by the way, they're selling for $25 a piece now, those old mugs. And as a customer would come in, the barber would go and select his mug and brush and shave and clean it and put it back. I'll show you my collection.
To drive posts in the ground, what would you use?
Maul.
The maul would be made of what?
Wood.
And anything smaller than a post you use, anything out of iron?
Oh yeah, but had to, well, you see, the reason you used a maul was to keep from battering the post, you know, a wooden maul. Uh-huh. It was, you'd take a big log, you see, and leave this in and cut this other down into a handle. See, that was a handle. You leave about this much of it up the end. Cut it down, see?
In other words, about a foot.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that'd be
your...
Sledgehammer, then?
Well, then they had a sledgehammer, too.
Would be for harder things
yeah.
to drive.
Yeah.
And different fences that you remember?
Barbed wire fences. I'll show you my collection of barbed wire. I have 20 different types down there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How about the kind of fence that goes like this?
Well, on my grandfather's place when I was a child, much of it was fenced with rail fences that were split by slaves. And those old oak rails was as hard as this. And much of that place was still fenced with those old rails, old rail fences. Would that I had some of them now.
Did you ever hear those called Virginia fence?
Yeah, old Virginia fence, sure. Yeah, that's a certain way you build it. Old Virginia fences, yeah.
You're the first man I've ever talked to who knows what a Virginia fence is.
Oh, sure,
is.
Yeah, you know, this is the way.
Uh-huh.
I draw you a picture one right now, I suppose I could.
Did you ever call them worm fences?
Well, a worm fence is made out of log, out of split logs.
And stake and rider?
No.
Use those?
No. I don't remember that.
You never had enough stone to make...
No stone. I've seen all the old stone fences up through New England and New York State and all through there. They fit them together, you know.
Around a yard or a garden, what kind of fence would you have?
Split palings. They were split out of white oak with a fro. We had no nigger on the place. That's all they did was rive boards and palings, and they called them palings, and split them and made a good fence.
Around the garden there.
And all the cabins and barns and everything were covered with those split boards.